My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for another episode and another chance to think more gratefully. Today's tip, teach yourself the few simple tricks that can help you become a clear-eyed optimist. If you're a fan of musicals like I am, you can probably hum all the wonderful tunes from Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, including the one where heroine Nellie Forbush sings about being a cockeyed optimist. It's a lovely and very sunny song, and when I saw the show on Broadway some years ago, starring the incomparable Kelly O'Hara as Nellie, I thought she was just about perfect. But since then, I've come up with one little problem, which is that the song isn't fair to optimists. There's nothing cockeyed about looking for the positive, as long as you do it right. And the best approach is to be a clear-eyed optimist. Research shows that optimists have better health, lower blood pressure, and fewer cardiovascular problems than other people. Emotionally, they're more resilient and better able to handle stressful situations. But they don't get all that by being cockeyed or unrealistic. I recently heard Angela Duckworth talking about optimism. She's a professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania and author of the very popular book Grit. She pointed out that you want to couple your optimism with agency. In other words, be optimistic about things that you can influence. It's not going to do any good to be optimistic that it will be sunny tomorrow. However strong your mindset, you can't change the weather. She suggests that optimism is important not as a way of saying that everything will be fine, but as a way of driving yourself to make sure things are better. So you want to be optimistic about the things over which you have some control. It's not enough to be optimistic that life will be good. You want to be optimistic that you can make the things in your control a lot better. So how do you do that? Another well-known psychologist, Barbara Fredrickson at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, looked some years ago at the relationship between positivity and resilience. She found that resilient people are good at transforming negative feelings into positive ones. When given a tough task to do in one study, they would view it as a challenge and an opportunity rather than a threat or a problem. And here's the really good news. When less resilient and optimistic people were also told to see the task as a challenge rather than a threat, they also did better and bounced back faster. In other words, you can make yourself respond more like an optimistic person. Fredrickson says that optimistic people aren't deluding themselves. They have the same levels of frustration and worry as everyone else. They're just better at letting go of the negative parts and focusing on what they can do and can change. A 30-year study done by researchers at Boston University School of Medicine and Harvard Medical School followed 70,000 people and found a strong correlation between optimism and what the researchers called exceptional longevity. After adjusting for other conditions, the most optimistic people had a 15% higher lifespan, and they were 50 to 70% more likely to reach age 85 than the less optimistic. The researchers said they're not completely sure why that is, but they expect it has to do with regulating emotions and bouncing back from stress, all of which help you live longer and better. Being a clear-eyed optimist means seeing the good and the bad and choosing what you'll focus on. I like Angela Duckworth's idea of coupling optimism with agency. But it's also worth remembering that we can choose to describe any event in an optimistic way. My wedding anniversary is this week, and my husband and I were remembering that our wedding day was sunny and clear and unbelievably cold. The official temperature in Central Park was 0 degrees. We told ourselves then that being married on the coldest day of the year made our marriage very special. I suppose there are other metaphors we could have chosen, but that optimistic view has led to a long and terrific marriage. I think wedding day weather brings out optimism in all of us. There are lots of superstitions, for example, that rain on a wedding day is good luck. It's said to promise fertility, unity, and a long marriage that won't break. I've even heard that when you tie a knot in the rain, it's harder to pull apart. Now, let's be honest, nobody really wants a gloomy wedding day. So I have to think that the theory of rain bringing good luck is in part based on trying to cheer everyone up and find the silver lining in the very literal dark cloud. But that's okay, because optimism is best when it causes us to feel more resilient and positive, to go forward thinking things will be good and that we can make them better. So today, remind yourself that being an optimist doesn't make you cockeyed at all. Being a clear-eyed optimist makes you resilient, successful, and healthier. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to add gratitude to your life and make every day a little brighter. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.